The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And all those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us be like trees. I love that. May this church be like a tree. On Friday, I went with our group of volunteers to the Third Avenue Charitable Organization, or TACO, as it's affectionately called, down at First Lutheran Church, to serve a meal to houseless folks living on the streets or people who just need a meal. And I was wrestling with this text as I went, and there was a point where I kind of had to step back, and I said to myself, well, I didn't say to myself, I actually said to God, I prayed, I said, "God, I don't understand what this text is all about. Blessed are the poor. I don't get it. I'm not seeing it. I see a lot of misery. I see a lot of anguish. I see hunger. I don't see blessing." So we were there on Friday morning. Let's see, it was Lyle and Dusty and Nancy and Francis. Who else? It was Sue. Who else am I missing? I think that was the group of us. And the last time I was there, I did the eggs, and that was fine. I like dishing out eggs, and you're the first person. You hand out the trays. There's a little confusion, but Francis is really good at the eggs. So Francis took the eggs, and I got myself the spot of honor, which is handing out donuts. Everybody loves the guy handing out donuts. And this week, I got to hand out two donuts. So not only did you get bread, but you got a donut, and then you got an additional donut if you wanted it. So I'd sit there, and I was kind of yucking it up with people. I'd say, "Hey, you want a donut?" They'd say, "Yeah, oh, give me that one with sprinkles." And I'd say, "Great, you want another donut?" And they'd say, "Oh, yeah, I want another donut," right? So I just got to kind of ham it up with people. And even through a mask, you're just having a great time talking to people, giving out donuts. "You want three donuts? Shh, don't tell anybody. I got extras," right? And people love the guy handing out donuts. So there's this moment. And that happened there about, I don't know, halfway through our time there, maybe three quarters of the way through our time. I'm yucking it up with people. I'm the popular guy in the line handing out donuts. And this woman comes through. And, of course, "You want bread?" "Yeah, I want bread." "Great, you want a donut?" "Yeah, I want a donut." "You want two?" "Yeah, great." And I look over and Dusty is, he's turned his back and I think he's scrambling to get ahead of the oatmeal. I don't know what he's doing. He's talking to somebody. And so I said, "Oh, and you know, he's busy. Can I get you some oatmeal?" And the woman says, "Yeah, oh, oatmeal. Oatmeal is my favorite part about this." And I said, "Oh, I know. I love oatmeal too. I eat oatmeal every single morning." And the woman looks at me, and I couldn't see her face, but you know her face is changed behind her mask. And she said, that's really nice. That's good. I'm glad you eat oatmeal every morning. You know, there's this deep kind of shame when we experience our own bellies as full, and we know that there are people who have empty bellies. And I felt it in that moment. Man, in that moment, I just wanted to sink away from the floor. All the joy and laughter, all the yucking it up with people, I just wanted to run and hide. Hide for shame of highlighting her hunger and emphasizing my full belly. Right? I'm guessing, just from the looks of this woman, that probably this was her first square meal since taco served on Monday that week. Maybe she'd eaten since, but she wasn't eating oatmeal every morning. And I think that feeling is exactly what we encounter in today's gospel. Blessings and woes. Jesus, in this text in Luke, there's no ambiguity. He's not talking about the poor in spirit, kind of an ambiguous, spiritualized understanding of what it is to be poor. No, the word is blessed are the poor. It's tangential. It's not a kind of mythical sort of thing. No, blessed are the poor. And I don't understand that. All I understand about this text is what I felt on Friday. The kind of shame at being a person who now owns property in Southern California. I'm not among the poor. Whoa. Whoa. And I think when we feel this kind of, I don't know, when we bump up against these blessings and woes, we might not understand them, but the first reaction I have is that I want to run and hide. I want to defend myself. I want to say, well, maybe Jesus is talking about spiritual poverty, or maybe Jesus is talking about, you know, something here. Yeah, I don't understand it, but we want to maybe over-rationalize it, or we want to defend ourselves, or I don't know. Maybe I'm alone in this. Anybody else feel this? These sensations of bumping up against our own affluence when we know people's bellies are empty. It's hard. And today, it's important in Luke's gospel that Jesus here is preaching in a level place. See, in Matthew's gospel, Jesus goes to the mountain, right? He preaches from the mountain. That's supposed to symbolize like proximity to God. This is a sermon he received from God on high. Boom, there it is. But a level place symbolizes something different. You see, in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible, prophets go to level places to speak their words, and a level place symbolizes a place of despair, a place of desolation, a place of misery and sickness, right? Graveyards are level places. Battlefields where there has been a slaughter, those are level places. Places where there is grief in a community, that's a level place. That's interesting today. Jesus doesn't speak these words from on high. No, Jesus goes to the level place. I think that means something. Now stay with me. This is going to feel like maybe a little bit of a turn out of nowhere, but I promise you it'll make some sense, I hope. This week, our church council adopted a statement that a group of folks here at Shepherd of the Valley have been working on for quite some time. It's our land acknowledgement statement. And I want to read it to you. You're going to be hearing this. You're going to be seeing it publicized more and more. And probably before worship, we're going to be speaking these words. These are the words that they put together. As a community of faith, we at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church acknowledge that we gather on the unceded, ancestral, and contemporary lands of the Kumeyaay people. We acknowledge that they have occupied and cared for this land since time immemorial, and we celebrate their continuing contributions to the life of this region. I think that this is one of these moments where, if you're like me, that can actually stir up some feelings, right? We can spring to those kinds of reactions that I had in that line at Taco the other day, right? Wanting to sink through the floor. I didn't do this. I didn't build this place on the ancestral lands of the Kumeyaay. I didn't hurt anyone, right? And there it is. There's the shame speaking for us. There's the defense speaking for us. And it's hard. It's troubling to be in this place that for some is a level place. This church sits on a level place kind of ground. That's what we're saying. We acknowledge that we built this church on a level place. But I don't think Jesus is saying, so get out of here. I don't think Jesus is saying, so you should feel really bad. I don't think Jesus is saying, so be filled with shame. No, notice that the whole story begins with Jesus coming into the level place. And the very first thing that happens when Jesus enters the level place is that people start getting healed. Right? It begins with this massive crowd of people. And you get this kind of sense that Jesus is just walking through and people are healed of their ailments, right? Many demons were cast out or unclean spirits are cast out and people who needed help got help. I think what this is saying is that we as the people of God, we followers of Jesus, we're not called to places where we feel really good about ourselves and we stay away from those level places. No, as followers of Jesus, we dive in there because we know that that's where God's power is most clear. I don't understand the blessing of those who are hungry. I don't. It's hard for me. But I understand the promise of God, which is they are blessed. They're blessed because I say so, says God. And I will work my power, says God. Don't you worry about it. Don't you feel shame. Let's just do this. And I love this imagery from the song that Gina taught us in our psalm, that we can be like trees planted there, planted in streams of water, planted in the power of God, even in the level places, even in the place that make us kind of cringe, filled with shame, filled with defense. No, that's where we belong. I'm going to leave you with this. This is how the land acknowledgement continues. We understand at Shepherd of the Valley, we understand that this acknowledgement of this level place is just a first step. We need to learn more and do more. Inspired by the Kumeyaay spirit of stewardship, endurance, and resilience, we commit to learning about Native history, current stories, and public policies that impact Native people. With God's help, we will strive to repair ongoing injustices and grow toward right relationships with Native people. We will be like trees, planted by streams of water, planted here in the level place, planted in God's love, planted with the words of mercy and grace and forgiveness on our lips. Thanks be to God. Amen.